I'm joined in the studio by Dror Baran, who's on the piano faculty at U of L School of Music and is also artistic director of a recent new series that has started. They had their first season last year, and season two is quickly coming up on beginning Sunday, October 14th. Dror Baran is here to talk about Music X. Thanks for coming, Dror.
Hi.
And Music X is not just music letter X, it's music EX.
Correct. Music X, it explores its mission. Basically, the EX is basically express the mission of the series, which is exploring different repertoire and composers, expressing the composers and the musicians' musical intention. It exemplify an outstanding quality of the University of Louisville School of Music, and it creates a new musical experience for new audiences, which will reconnect them to classical music.
And what I enjoyed about your first season, and you've decided to do this with every season, is to have a theme. Last year you had Brahms, and so you could really go into the complete spectrum of the chamber works that Brahms did, that created. What is this season's theme?
This season, I suggest that you will bring your passport with you, because we are going to present music from around the world. We will start with the first concert, which will feature German composers from Germany. So we have Ludwig van Beethoven and we have Felix Mendelssohn, both German. Mm-hmm. And I invited a wonderful guest artists, Kathy Meng Robinson and Keith Robinson, husband and wife. They actually part of the Miami String Quartet, the renowned Miami String Quartet. And they agreed to come here and to play with me the trios, the famous trios by Mendelssohn and Beethoven, both in C minor.
They're incredible works. Mendelssohn's kind of near and dear to my heart. Just both of those that he wrote are wonderful.
Right.
I can't put it in the words. Maybe you can, but they...
Well, I think you put it nicely.
Well, they have the melody, they have the interplay between the three instruments. It's just an incredible work. So compositionally, it's so perfect.
It's interesting because Mendelssohn wrote his C minor trio 2 years before his death. And you still hear the vigorous and the power struggle and so much expressivity in Mendelssohn. You can't imagine that 2 years after he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he died really relatively early too, didn't he?
Right, yes.
The Beethoven I'm less familiar with, but also in C minor, but it's one of his earlier.
One of his earlier works, yes. And yet you can hear already Beethoven depth already in the first movement where he explores the tertian relations, harmonic relations, some chromaticism. He uses quite conventional forms in that trio, but the expressivity again in this trio, choosing C minor, which is a big deal in the classical era to choose a minor key. Mm-hmm. If we are going back to Beethoven and thinking which pieces he wrote in C minor, we are thinking about the Pathetic Sonata, his third piano concerto. C minor is definitely a key scale, mm-hmm, of delivering his expressive thoughts and inner thoughts about music. It really comes from his art.
Well, by the time he was writing, Beethoven was writing string court or piano trios, Haydn had written so many.
True.
And what Mozart had about six, I guess.
Right. And what Beethoven did, he upgraded the medium of piano trio, because When Haydn wrote it and Mozart wrote it, the cello did not have such a significant part, and it was most likely a piano trio with the accompaniment of those two instruments. But when you talk about Beethoven, you talk about each instrument taking his own part and take charge, which means that this is a real piano trio. This is already what we know, a chamber music.
We're talking to Dror Baran, who's artistic director of the Music X series, set to begin its new season October 14th. You also have a duo for violin and cello on that, which is the Halvorsen arrangement of Handel's Passacaglia, is it?
Right, yes. We thought, you know, Handel is also in German descent.
Well, it works really well as a duet. It was originally for keyboard, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then just seems to translate really well. We have quite a few recordings of it in our library,
yes.
So I'm pretty familiar with it.
Yes.
So that's October 14th. What other stamps can we expect on our passport this season?
Well, then we will travel to France. And I am going to collaborate with our wonderful violin faculty, Brittany McWilliams. Brittany and I are going to play the famous sonatas, violin sonatas, by Debussy, Ravel, and Franck. All three of them are completely different works, even though the Debussy and the Ravel are from the Impressionistic era. The Ravel features more there is the blues, famous blues character movement. And the Debussy is more into impressionistic ideas. The Franck is more romantic. And, of course, in the Franck, everybody knows the piano part, which is a little concerto.
Well, no, on recordings, the Debussy and Ravel appear together quite a bit. But Ravel did have that kind of the jazz, American blues influence, didn't he?
Yes, definitely. You know, the joke
thinking
about
of his piano concerto.
Yes, piano concerto. But there is the big joke about Ravel and Gershwin when Gershwin approached Ravel and told him, you know, I really want to learn how to orchestrate. And Ravel looked at him and he said to him, well, how much you earn per each song? And he says, well, about $5,000. And Ravel said, well, then I need to take from you some lessons. But in fact is that there was a mutual influence. Ravel in his jazz and Gershwin in his impressionistic ideas that imbued in the jazz concerto, for example, and so forth.
The Ravel was a master orchestrator. Does that show up in any way in a violin sonata?
Yeah, he uses the idiomatic ideas of the violin and the piano to its fullest, for sure. Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to that on November 11th with Brittany McWilliams. The next one, where are we headed to?
We are headed to Russia and a little bit to the U.S. In Russia, this is the my recital that will take place on February 24th. I will feature three Rachmaninov preludes. The first one, the very well-known one, is the prelude in C minor, Opus 3, number 1, which Rachmaninov, you know, he was very upset about that. It made him, this prelude made him to fame. On one hand, on the other hand, he didn't get any money for it because everybody. But it's quite a powerful one. And then I will play the March prelude, which is Opus 23, number 5, and the G sharp minor prelude, Opus 32, number 12.
And they're all fairly well known for his, he had 24 preludes.
Those are the highlights of the preludes, I would say. After that, I'm going to play a piece by Mark Satterwhite. This will be the USA portion of the program. I asked Mark Satterwhite to write for me a piece, and he was inspired by CPE Bach Solfeggietto that every kid is struggling to play at the beginning of the lessons, of piano lessons when they take. So he called this piece Nightmare Fantasies. It's a short, beautiful piece, lots of humor, which I thought it will be appropriate to bring it in at the midst of this Russian tour that we have.
Now, Mark Satterwhite is with the U of L.
Yes, he's our head of the composition department. After that, I'm going to play a piece by Nikolai Metner. Metner was a Russian composer in the Romantic era. Not many people actually know Metner, and I thought to introduce him to our audience. He sounds a little bit like Rachmaninoff and a little bit like Scriabin, so he is a mix. But he's definitely a composer that's worth to listen, because this sonata is just beautiful sonata. The end of the recital will be by, I will play a piece by Sergei Prokofiev, his War Sonata, a piano sonata number 8, that will finish the recital portion of this season, the piano recital. The sonata number 8 by Prokofiev is well known because he wrote it during the war years, the Second World War, and it portrays the war through his eyes in musical aspect.
Yeah, it's a fascinating work.
Yes.
And it's a really nice one to end a program on, too. And we're talking to Dror Baran about the Music X series, which begins October 14th. And by the way, more information available on their website. It's louisville.edu/music. And you can find the link from that page, I believe.
Right.
It's Music X series. And we'll also put it on our webpage with a link for that. But you'll be rounding out the Music X series in April.
Correct.
With a trip where?
To Czech Republic this time. And we are going to feature two major works by Antonín Dvořák. The first is the piano quartet in E-flat major, opus 87, number 2. It's a beautiful work, one of his best works, I think. And the other is the well-known quintet, piano quintet, number 2. And basically, we will have all the piano, all the string faculty. We're talking about Patrick Rafferty and Brittany McWilliams and Paul York. And also, we will have Irene Rafferty, the daughter of Patrick Rafferty, that will join us. She will play the viola part.
Nice. Patrick's going to be part of the Louisville Orchestra series, too, I think.
Yeah.
Doing Saint-Saëns. The Music X series is a fascinating one, and it seems to be very popular already after just one season. For subscriptions, Dror Baran, how can people contact the person that will give them these subscriptions?
They just need to either call the School of Music at 502-852-6907 and basically ask to be part of the series.
Okay, again, that's 502-852-6907. And are all these programs Sundays in the afternoon?
Yes, okay. All these programs are Sunday at 3 o'clock. We will have our faculty, Doug Shuttle, give a pre-concert lecture at the school at 2:15. So I recommend all of you to also listen to those lectures about the music.
All right, and it begins Sunday, October 14th, with a trip to Germany. Dror Baran, thank you for coming in. I hope it's a great season for Music X.
Oh, thank you very much.